Good to talk about the Bulldogs and track and field. You've got a number of very athletes. I kind of want to get to that, but coach, your team as a whole, your women and your men are both been competing very, very well in the indoor meets so far. You got to love the way the times and marks they're putting up in the indoor track and field season, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Super proud of these kids and really just another testament to long, consistent, hard work days, one on top of the other over time with a lot of and a lot of fun at the same time, just paying off down the road.
Coming off, you went over to Doan for their invite just the other day, and a number of schools over for that one. And boy, I saw your latest results on your website and all the great performances. You're getting kids some national qualifying standards, and some are already punched their tickets, and some are really, really close, aren't they?
Yeah, no, we have a number of automatics. We've got some provisionals and some people that are really on the bubble and hoping to nail those down here this weekend on Friday at our home meet and also at the GPAC Championships the following week.
So two chances left. And again, you've got some kids already have got it done, but a number of others really, really close. I saw where we've talked to Austin Rozelle wanting to Palisade grad and has had some great years for throwing for you. That young guy, talked to that guy a lot over the last couple of years. He had a fantastic meet this past weekend, didn't he?
He did. He had close to a meter personal best in the weight throw. And he's, again, one of those things every thrower will say, oh, I threw farther in practice. I threw farther in warm-ups. He's been doing that. But it came together when it needed to in the ring over at Doan, and he ended up hitting the B standard and is currently sitting in 16th nationally right now.
So as far as the qualifying, there's an A standard and a B standard, coach. I know Austin, I think, explained this to me a little bit. What has to happen to punch that ticket for Florida, Gainesville, Florida, and go to get a chance to compete in nationals?
Every division does it a little bit differently, whether it's D1, D2, NAIA, et cetera. But for the NAIA right now, we have an automatic qualifier and a B standard, which some people call provisional. And an automatic qualifier is, as far as we're concerned, if you hit that mark, you are automatically in. It's a right of entry. Now, the B standard is also by the national, the host of the national meet, considered a right of entry, but you're only allowed 3 men and 3 women B standards per team, and one of those can be a relay. So that's, you don't have unlimited B standards, just unlimited A standards. Now, interesting fact, and our throws coach Ed McLaughlin is on the National Standards Committee. This year, we saw the sizes of the field blowing up over the last few years to the point where at a certain level it gets a little unmanageable, where you have so many throwers, 4 flights of the hammer or whatever at nationals. And so there's been a movement which took place this year to increase the difficulty of getting into nationals. And so this year's B standard is last year's A standard, and so you're seeing it's definitely a big step up. There's another rule that's come into effect that if you are top 20 in the nation, whether you have a B or an A or not even qualified, then that becomes an automatic qualifier. And so so this is the first year those things have come into effect. It definitely makes it more challenging, but we still have right now 2 men and 8 women automatically qualified. We have, between men and women, 8 B standards, and we've got a bunch of people right on the bubble. So, Johnny Jerkin in the 3K race walk is sitting 9th nationally. You have Mason Ostermeyer. Johnny is a Seward freshman who's never race walked before, and the guy is remarkable. He walks like a 7-minute, 35-second mile with another mile to go. Mason Ostermeyer from Crofton is a junior, and he's first nationally in the pole vault and continues to get better. And then on the women's side, Abby Gerber from Columbus High School is sitting 8th in the shot put. Kayla Kirshner, Emily Lowski, Adriana Rodenzel, Isabel Salters, and Trinity Tolles is our 5 ladies right now that are our 4x4 sitting 3rd nationally. Adriana, Lincoln Lutheran kid, junior, she's 4th in the 60 hurdles. And Abby Wolgemuth, another Lincoln Lutheran thrower, is sitting 3rd in the weight throw. And finally, most recently, Addie Reimer, who's from Lakeview Lutheran High School up in Wisconsin, jumped 5 feet 6 inches, hit the auto mark, and is sitting 12th in the high jump. So those are your automatic standards right now for Concordia.
We've talked to Adriana when she was coming right out of Lincoln Luther, and her dad Joel, of course, is a local guy who graduated down the road to Republican Valley. So that was a little interest there. And that young lady, holy cow, great high school career, and she took off for her freshman season for you right away last couple of years, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. She did. And she's continued to get better. One of the big things that developed over the last year has been her speed endurance. When she dropped a 57-second split in the 4x4 recently, and wouldn't have dreamed of doing that as a freshman. But now she's at a much different place, and that finally puts her very relevant nationally in the 400 hurdles when we go outdoor. So it's exciting to see that.
Sticking with the distance, Trey Robertson, we know Trey from his days over at Wallace, and he continues to run cross country for you in the fall, and now a track and field for you as well. That young man just has a motor that never quits. Watching him in high school, and I'm sure he's done the same thing for you in college as well, hasn't he?
Trey Robertson is just an outstanding young man, and he indeed. I mean, I knew a year before he finished high school that this guy had the grit and determination and the potential to do some really big things in college. And I know I wasn't the only one, because there were other coaches that were heavily recruiting him, but we ended up having the gift of Trey Robertson come to our school, and it's been a lot of fun to coach him. He's a great leader on the team, and he gets it done. But, this is a kid who, again, and this is why we love recruiting Nebraska kids, especially, the smaller schools, is because they have great coaches, but only so many resources, and if you don't have a training group, Trey was the guy on his team. He didn't have anyone to train with. He won most of his races. He didn't get pushed much until he ran his senior year, that first cross-country season, and ran in the Class A meet at the UNK Classic. Mm-hmm. And so when you've got a kid who's running as well as they are, throwing or jumping like that, and they don't get pushed every day in practice and so forth, really cool things can happen. And so you saw a kid who, was in the high 16s in cross country, who ran 15:08 as a freshman last year on the track in the 5K. And so things like that are happening. He dropped a 4:21 mile the other day, and Vaughn Hendrickson, a freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, have been working together as a dynamic duo in cross country. Both of them ran at nationals, and it's I feel bad for Trey, and I'm going to say this right now. He needs the credit. Everybody is like, oh, Vaughn. And I'm like, yeah, he made All-American, but Trey was like a split second from him the whole time. And sometimes Trey beats him, and yet they went 1-2 at conference, and everyone says, oh, your conference champion, Vaughn. And I'm like, and our conference runner-up, Trey. So, and this last weekend, Trey was instrumental in helping both he and Vaughn run in the 15:20s at Doan, because they didn't have anyone else pushing them. And Trey verbally was talking to Vaughn and encouraging him, and they were able to finish really strong with Trey in the lead. And so love everything. I'm excited because next week I get to drive out to Wallace and sign his sister, Ashley Robertson, who's going to run for us next year.
Ah, very good. She had a dynamite last couple of years. Boy, she was winning every race herself. So you'll have both kids on the team for you next year.
Yes. No, she's great. And so, yeah, we're very grateful.
That's terrific. Hey, jumping back, the weights, the throws, and Coach McLaughlin, he's got a couple of area kids. We've talked to Brittany Kenny, of course, here, McCook High School product in her second year, and Gracie Owens, wanting to Palisade in her first season. Those two young ladies, especially Britt in her second year, really improving each and every meet, aren't they?
Yes. Brittany has had gigantic upward steps in her throws, and we knew the potential was there. She had a pretty solid freshman year, but she's sitting with a B standard in the weight throw, 16th place nationally, and hoping to improve that. She's very relevant in the conference right now. I was talking with Gracie the other day, and it's the weight throw is not something that you typically do in high school, so every freshman has to learn to do the dance with the 20-pound weight. And so I talked to her, and she's like, oh, I can't wait till outdoor. And I'm like, yep, I understand. Because she's a great discus thrower, and that's obviously her comfort zone. But I think she'll be a good javelin thrower as well. And so we love Gracie and are super excited to have her here. She's got a huge upside, just like Austin did, and Brittany, and we're going to see that develop over the next couple of years.
Sticking with the girls, I know you got a couple of vaulters, kind of from the area. Allie McNair from Chase County, Aaron Boggs from Bertrand. Boggs has had a nice career over there for you, hasn't she?
Yes, Aaron's been a national qualifier for her. She's done very well at the conference level and scored a ton of points for us in the pole vault. You know, she got off to an early start in the early bird meet, but she also is in the middle of student teaching in Lincoln right now, and so that's been a little challenging with her being able to practice and so forth. So we're not certain what that holds for her for indoor conference, but we are hoping to see if things change a little bit as she switches positions. After this student teaching stint is done and she starts another one and is able to hopefully finish off her outdoor season. And then Allie McNair, I mean, couldn't ask for a better kid. Her whole family's awesome, but Allie is another fantastic leader. She's just a great human being, and she is putting it together. Again, it doesn't show from the results, but this last weekend they were trying some things that they've been working on, and she ended up shooting literally 2 feet over the bar, which would have been over 11.6, and it came down and kicked it with her foot, and we know she can do it. It's just a matter of putting the pieces together. But she's come a long way in a year and a half, and we're glad to have her. We love Chase County kids, and we get some Benkelman kids too. We love all of them. They're great.
And we haven't even talked about Easton Freeze and what he has meant in his first. He kind of really jumped in there right away in the 60 meter hurdles, and your 4x4 relay has contributed right away, hasn't he?
Easton is a great young man, leader on the team. He's really connected and bonded very, very well with the group of guys he came in with as freshmen, but also with the older guys, and they're thick as thieves, and it's fun to watch. They work hard, they laugh a lot, and so he came out and I think shocked himself and everybody by breaking a long-standing school record by one of my few former teammates back in the early 90s, but he ran 8.13 in the 60 hurdles. And he's, probably top four, top five in the conference right now. And he's also got a B standard and is sitting 14th nationally. And this is a guy that never ran the 60 hurdles in his life. So he's still working on getting consistency on that. He ran, a few hundredths off of that again recently. And I think the breakthrough's there. He wants it. He's also been a mainstay on the 4x400. He dropped a split in the mid 48 at the university, no, not at university, it might have been at University of Nebraska a couple weeks ago, and the guy is phenomenal, and I can't wait to see him in the 400 hurdles this spring. But yeah, we love having him on board.
Coach, you got a big indoor meet, you touched on that this coming Friday, your indoor invite, it'll be your final home meet of the indoor season. I take it you got some good teams coming to town for this one.
Yeah. Yes, I honestly couldn't tell you all the teams. I do know that, it's always us, Doan, Hastings. I'm pretty sure Nebraska Wesleyan's going to be there. And then we have some Kansas schools and maybe a few others. But we, it always is competitive. That's one of the things I talk with recruits about is you come to our home meets. You don't have to travel far to find national class competition in every single meet. And so it keeps you closer to home. You don't miss class very much, and you're still going up against the best of the best. And so it's this region of the country for track and field is extremely competitive, and we're very fortunate to have that.
And then off to Mitchell, South Dakota for the indoor track and field championships, and that's awful important. You always want to win your conference, don't you?
Yes. Winning conference is a big deal in college, and I've tried, I was a high school coach for many years and won some state titles. And the only thing I can equate it to is sort of like winning state in a difficult, large school environment in high school, because it's, it is a big deal. And it's very rare to have a string of titles in any sport in the GPAC. And track and field, Doan's been super strong on the guys' side. We've been chipping away at that. But our women have had a really nice run of 11 straight titles. but it's going to be close. We have, I mean, always, I'd say we are always not satisfied, but if we're a top three team in the conference, that says something. It's a hard thing to do. And I think we're definitely in that realm. But it could be a toss-up this year with both our guys and our girls about how that's going to be, because there are some really talented athletes, and it's pretty much Doan, Dort, and us on both sides. So it's going to be fun.
Coach, great talking to you. Thanks a million for the time. Keep up the good work. Best of luck in the meets to come, and we'll talk to you, Krabby, sometime in the outdoor season, okay?
That would be fantastic. Thanks for your time.